The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, first of all, today, representatives for the pub and restaurant industries have told the government that they're being subjected to a planned campaign of online abuse and vicious protests over the government's indoor dining regulations. We're joined by the CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, Adrian Cummins. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, there are, I suppose, different weapons in this particular attack on your sector. One is simply vitriolic abuse for what you're doing. And the second is malicious bookings that don't realise and therefore tables are left empty and revenue is lost.
You're correct, Pat. That is happening across a number of restaurants since indoor hospitality resumed and actually started a number of days prior to that, where fake bookings were being made in the multiples, up to nearly 50 per restaurant, and some restaurants that have been subjected to this online attack. And also, they have been subjected to fake reviews, either on Google or TripAdvisor. And hence, our association took the initiative yesterday, where we wrote to Facebook, Google, and an Garda Síochána, plus the Minister for Tourism, to intervene in this matter as a matter of urgency, because our industry is trying to get back up off its knees, start to rebuild their businesses, rebuild their lives, get people back to work. But this is not where we want to be. We're in the front line now dealing with this. It's not easy, and it's very disturbing, and it's not where our industry should be at a moment where we're trying to get our industry open fully and viably.
Sure. Now, the nature of the online abuse, can you give me some examples of the kind of things that are being said to your members?
Well, it's a range of abuse, going from people that just are using hospitality businesses as their tool to vent their fury or frustration around what is now the law of the land, around the COVID pass, where people that are vaccinated or those that have recovered from COVID are allowed in into indoor hospitality. We didn't make the law. The legislators did that. It was the only way to get us open. It's not perfect, but we're moving in the right direction at the moment. And also targeting of businesses. You know, one business last Monday, he put up a post that he said he was opening. He had 500 comments from people from the anti-vax group, and now there's a coordinated campaign of other restaurants and pubs and hotels that are getting the same level of abuse. So there's an economic impact here where businesses are getting fake bookings in. They have to go down through all of those bookings to make sure which is the genuine one or not. And that takes up space within their restaurant or their business. And that it could be a loss of business for them. So it needs to stop. Somebody needs to intervene and deal with this as soon as possible.
Now, we've heard in other kinds of activities where the social media giants are very slow to react, whether it's, you know, hate speech or whether it might be political misinformation or fake news. It takes them a long time to come to grips with this, whether it's a deliberate reluctance or whether it's just tedious and it takes them time. How soon do you expect the social media giants to respond to the kind of vitriol that you're suffering and take it down? And I don't know whether they can even be compelled to assist the Gardaí in identifying who the perpetrators are.
Well, there's 3 points here. The first point is that we've written to the Garda Síochána, so we would expect that they will now initiate an investigation into it. Second point is that both Google and Facebook have not responded to us, to our cause. TripAdvisor has, so we give credit to them. So we need to make sure that these social media platforms that are based in Ireland, that they should be have protection of businesses. There is a dedicated Facebook page that is coordinating this campaign. It's very open. It's out there in the public.
So that should be easy to shut down. Absolutely straightforward. On Facebook, get in touch with them as you've done, and tell them where this page is, how it is malign, and they should be able to take it down immediately. But they have not responded.
They have not responded up to this morning. Hopefully, they will respond throughout the day today. And you know, our industry, we don't want to be on the airwaves talking about this issue. We want to start to serve our customers and start to rebuild our businesses. This is another headache that our industry doesn't want at this time, at a time where we've been closed, some businesses up to 15, 16 months. So it's not where we want to be. We need to move on, but we need to deal with this issue. And it's not just our sector. We just need to deal with this type of targeting for political agendas of innocent business owners.
You've come to my next question, Adrian. That is, who's behind it? I mean, you presumably don't have the names of an individual, and if you did, I wouldn't want you to mention them on air. But do you know what kind of people, I mean, who are making mischief? Are they people who are anti-vax? Are they people with a political agenda to the left or the right? Do you know anything about them?
I don't particularly know anything about these people. The sense I get is it's a political issue. They're opposed to the legislation, opposed to the vaccination program. And that's their, you know, everybody's entitled to their freedom of speech and to have their opinion. But when you generate that freedom of speech into an economic targeting of an innocent sector that has, you know, we're in the front line, we're trying to deal with this. And, you know, it's not very easy for business owners. And I've spoken to many of them. They're getting awful abuse on social media and their staff as well. This is not good. It's not where we as a society in Ireland should be. My own personal opinion is the social media companies can have the ability to shut this down if they want to, and they should do immediately.
I don't know whether you've heard from the politicians yet. They're notoriously tardy in all things COVID, so I don't expect you'll have heard from them. They will make sympathetic noises at your sector. So let's move on to what you could do yourselves. Many of you use these online booking platforms, which will take bookings for many different restaurants. That's the way it's done, and it's quite effective in normal times. But restaurants who take their own bookings are in a situation whereby they can insist on a deposit, for example. And I don't know how eager these protesters are, these people who are bent on destroying your industry, but I'm sure it doesn't amount to them being willing to pay €100 a pop to make their form of protest. So what about that, having a mandatory deposit of €50 to €100 before you accept a booking?
Well, two more points, Pat. Under competition law, as a trade association, I'm prohibited from talking about bringing in a booking deposit across the industry, but that's an individual decision for each business owner. And some businesses may go ahead and do it.
But you could advise people. I mean, this is not about being a cartel, because you're not suggesting that people have a minimum price on a pint or anything like that. That would be cartel-like behaviour. But suggesting that people set their own level of deposit for their own business as a recommendation from the Restaurants Association, that would not be prohibited under any law that I know.
It would, Pat, unfortunately.
Explain, please. I want to know the law that you're quoting, because you're not recommending that anyone charge anything. It's like a furniture manufacturer saying, or Harvey Norman saying, if you want to book this telly, you've got to put €100 down for this €2,000 telly. What would be wrong with that?
Well, under competition law, trade associations are prohibited from manipulating the market. So that
but
is
you're not.
Putting forward... Well, I have the scars to prove it from the Competition Authority a number of years ago. So I don't want to go down this road, Pat, to tell you the truth. But that'll be an individual business decision for each business owner. And you can see it already. Some business owners will make their decision very quickly now what they will do, because once bitten, twice shy.
Well, I can recommend it. I'm not part of your business, so I can say to people, insist on a deposit and you'll find that the protests will evaporate, with the possibility that their cash will evaporate in that situation. There is another issue that was brought to our attention originally by Shane Coleman, one of the hosts of The Breakfast Show, who experienced it himself at first hand, and that is members of your, well, maybe they're not even members of your association, but people in your sector saying, sorry, no credit cards, cash only, please.
Yeah, I've heard of some businesses doing that. It's not widespread across our industry. You could get isolated incidents where people may say, well, listen, I'm only accepting cash, but that's that's their own business decision.
Now, can you recommend to people that they accept credit cards? Because in a pandemic, who wants to be handling other people's grubby money?
That's true. Very good point, Pat. But, you know...
Is this all about dodging the tax man, given the hard times that people have had? Cash only.
You couldn't tire anybody with the same...
Oh, you couldn't possibly respond to that, I know. I understand. No. But it is going on, and it is... You know, for people who come from Dublin, where cash has effectively vanished, and then they go on their holliers to the south, the southwest, the west, the northwest, and they find people saying, sorry, we only take cash here. And they've been told in Dublin, we only take plastic.
Yeah, I to tell you the truth, Pat, I haven't heard of a business that's doing this specifically. To me, it's plastic all the way, or a blend of plastic and cash. But throughout the pandemic, there has been tap-and-go plastic from health purposes, or public health purposes. So, you know, each business can decide what they want to do. Obviously, they have to account for all of this at the end of the day with a tax man. So, you know that's their own business decision and how they operate. And maybe they want to build up some cash flow, afloat in their for their business. Maybe that's why they're operating a cash scheme at the moment.
Cash flow can be in the form of a deposit in the bank as well via a debit card, Adrian. You know, cash flow doesn't have to be in euro notes. You know that yourself. Cash flow is the amount of cash that's passing through the business through your bank account, for instance. Anyway, we will park that one there. I'll read you some of the text coming in, Adrian. Given the targeted abuse that many restaurants are getting, I'm going to make it my business to go back and leave some good reviews on every restaurant that I go to. To the best of my ability, I'm going to do it. It's time to stop these bullies. That's from Brian in Dublin. Why can't restaurants charge €50 for a booking, which is then refunded when the people turn up? Is that not a simple solution, says Martin in Tullamore. Owners can report fake reviews on business.google.com, and supporters can report the review by clicking on the three dots next to the review text. Another one wants me to ask you the question, did you not foresee the backlash happening when you were in talks with government about reopening?
No, actually, that didn't cross our mind whatsoever around the anti-vax campaign that's being conducted at the moment. Our focus in the talks was try and get businesses open as best we could under the NSFS recommendations. It was very narrow. They were very specific. You can only open for two categories of those that are vaccinated or those that are recovered from COVID, or you're not going to get open until possibly September, October. It was
Hobson's choice as far as you were concerned.
Exactly.
Yeah, but in any event, so many people are vaccinated now. We're talking about 86% of the adult population having at least one vaccine. We know there are the walk-in vaccine centres over the weekend. We know that 16-year-olds plus can get vaccinated in pharmacies, and 12 to 15-year-olds have got the go-ahead with parental consent to get vaccines. This cohort of people who would be refused entry to your representative establishments will get smaller and smaller and smaller, although I suspect the voices in protest will get louder and louder and louder. Another one, kind of part of that cohort who object to this, I don't agree with those restaurants being abused or purposely booking and not showing, but just like what has been said about people not taking the vaccine, there are consequences for the decision, as in being discriminated against, but the restaurant industry must understand consequences for their decision to agree with this discriminatory law. Just my observation, says Paul in Dublin. Paul suggesting that people that you turn away because they're not vaccinated will never come back. Well, I'm not inclined to believe that that would be a very persistent problem going forward. Another one critical of you, Adrian, wants everyone else to fix this problem, but unwilling to recommend restaurants take their own steps. Gardaí have enough to do, says that texter. Anyway, Adrian, look, thank you very much for your time this morning.